Well, hi, everyone. Welcome to our Wednesday night Bible study summary. We're in Genesis chapter 13, and we're going to be talking about confidence in the midst of conflict in our lives. And the point of our study tonight is that trusting God when conflict disrupts your relationships is the best way to approach it. We always manage tensions in our lives. We have tensions with our finances, how we respond to good news, bad news, tensions about our healthy habits and our eating properly. But one of the most difficult tensions that we face is when we come into tensions in our relationships with one another. We just can't escape them. The tension in some relationships may have been stirring for a long period of time, or they may just have all of a sudden come up. So how Abram navigated these relationships should help us as we navigate our relationships today. Genesis chapter 13. Let me begin reading in verse 5. Now Lot, who was moving about with Abram, and also had flocks and herds and tents, but the land could not support them while they stayed together, for their possessions were so great that they were not able to stay together. And quarreling arose among Abram's herdsmen and Lot's. The Canaanites and the Perizzites were also living in the land at the time. So Abram said to Lot, "Let us not have quarreling between me and you, or between your herders and mine, for we are close relatives." Now, as we saw the last time in our Bible study, Abram displayed really a lack of trust when he took his family to Egypt. Even so, God allowed Abraham to acquire a lot of wealth. And when Abram returned to Canaan, he returned with a whole lot more than what he had when he left. His nephew Lot also did very well. So this made traveling together difficult because they had a whole lot of stuff. And it created tension, and it says Abram's herders and Lot's herders had a lot of tension between the two of them. So as a leader of that large assembly, Abram had a choice. He could ignore the conflict, or he could confront it. Abraham chose wise. He confronted it. He didn't run from it. He had the courage to face it head on. He said to Lot, "We're close relatives." You see, we face the same decisions anytime conflict arises in our lives. Do we ignore the issue, or do we confront it? Well, the answer is that we should confront it, because tension and conflict is just not worth it, folks. We can't control the attitudes and actions of others, but we can control our own attitudes and actions. We've got to evaluate our role by asking, "Am I doing my part to maintain peace? Have I done everything I can do to resolve the conflict?" Abram and Lot talked, and Abram confronted the issue. You see, when done correctly, confrontation can show the other person how much you care about the situation. It demonstrates how much an individual matters to us. So the alternative approach is ignoring the issue, and it doesn't solve anything, folks. In fact, by ignoring the issue, it only festers, it only grows. And over time, you'll discover a gigantic wall has been built in a relationship that should have never been built up. So don't fall prey to thinking that you are overreacting or you're making a big deal out of nothing. Make a big deal of it before it becomes a big deal. Abraham modeled for us his relationship with Lot. Look at verse 9. Abraham said, "It is not the whole land before you. Let's part company. If you go to the left, I'll go to the right. If you go to the right, I'll go to the left." Lot looked around and saw the whole plain of the Jordan towards Zoar, and well watered, like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt. This was before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. So Lot chose for himself the whole plain of the Jordan and set out towards the east, and the two men parted company. Abram also lowered the temperature of tension by without trying to win the conversation. See, the goal in any conflict can't be about who's right. it must be about making it right. And in order to make things right, you've got to be willing to put the other person's ideas first. And Abraham demonstrated that importance by putting the needs of Lot and his entourage first. It's a principle that Paul spelled out for us later in Philippians chapter 2. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, let others value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interest, but each of you looking to the interests of others. Folks, any principle in God's Word is the right principle, but let's be honest. Putting the needs of others before our own always doesn't sit well, does it? Especially in a conflict situation. It's easier said than done. Humility is the key when it comes to solving tension. A humble attitude doesn't dismiss anything that's wrong or anything that they have done that's wrong. But remember what the goal is, folks. The goal in any conflict cannot be about who is right. It's about making it right. And in order to make things right, we must be willing to put the other one first. Consider the promise and the position God gave to Abraham. God had given that land to him. He didn't have to make Lot such an offer. He could have said, hey, hit the road, Jack. Go where you can find a place. No. Keep in mind, Abram did not know Lot would choose the well-watered plains. Abraham lowered the temperature of the tension by raising the level of humility, not by allowing pride on what his rights were. And as humble as Abraham was, Jesus was far greater in his humility. He was willing and gladly laid down his life for us, taking the death that we deserve as his own. And as his followers, we're to follow his example and practice humility. This is a lesson we may have to learn every single day. And when we do, a lot of conflicts can be avoided altogether, and a lot of relationships can be restored. Verse 14 said, the Lord said to Abram, after Lot had parted from him, look around from where you are to the north and the south, the east and the west. All the land that you see I will give you and your offspring forever. I will make your offspring like the dust of the earth, so that if anyone could count the dust, then your offspring could be counted. Go, walk through the length and the breadth of the land, for I am giving it to you. So Abram went to live near the great trees of Mamre at Hebron, where he pitched his tents, and there he built an altar to the Lord. Tragically for Lot, he made the poor decision. He may have thought that he was getting the better deal, but his decision moved him away from his uncle, who God had promised to bless. And then he moved into a place of compromise. If you can look at and see Lot's downward progression, he chose land outside of Canaan, the land that was promised. He pitched his tent, it says in verse 12, near Sodom. And later we find him living in Sodom. And finally we see him sitting in the gate of the city, which means he was sitting with the leaders. Abram, however, maintained his trust in God, and God reminded Abram of his promise. Even though the land was still in the hands of the Canaanites and Sarah still hadn't conceived, nothing had changed from God's perspective, because God keeps his word to us. But it's interesting, his timing is not always our timing. We always want a quick resolution, don't we? But a resolution takes two people, takes two parties. We need to pray and ask God to work in the heart of that other person that you're having conflict with. And we have to come to grips with the tension between his timing and our timing. We can't control reconciliation, but we can forgive one another. And that can be hard, but it's the most healing thing to do. Forgive and trust the Lord to do the work. And like Abram, we must maintain an attitude of worship, whether or not the difficulties have been resolved. Worship gives us confidence in the midst of conflict. And folks, managing tensions in our lives is very challenging, especially relational tension. But God has shown us a way forward, even through the most difficult relational challenges. We can trust Him as we forgive and seek to reconcile with one another. Amen? Well, that ends our Bible study summary for tonight. I trust that the Lord blesses you through it. But hey, Sunday's coming. We're looking forward to a great day in the Lord. We're going to be celebrating our Thanksgiving to the Lord. So we're looking forward to seeing you then. Folks, God is good all the time. See you Sunday in church.